I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey there guys, welcome back to the show. Your host Michael here. Sorry that I haven't been around very much recently. I've been very busy launching a lot of products and dealing with relaunching products and design and whatever, and helping new mentees and mastermind members as well. So today I've got a couple of exciting things to share with you that are coming up, and then I've got one of these things that is between mindset and sort of the nitty-gritty tactical detail. I've got some really good strategic thinking, very, very simple, but very powerful strategic tools to share with you. Nothing I came up with, so I don't claim the credit, but this has been very helpful to me and my businesses over the years, and I hope it's going to be helpful to you. So my first question to you is, how do you increase the profit of your business? If you assume there's only two ways, in essence, from the high level strategic point of view, what do you think those two ways are? Okay, I'm gonna let you think about that for a second. Answers on a postcard, except I'll tell you in a couple of minutes. First, I just want to mention a couple of things to you that are coming up. We've got Brad Moss coming on, who is a person who used to work behind the scenes at Seller Central itself, so a really powerful guy. I've got to get on to him to schedule that, so I'm not sure exactly when that is. I'll flag it up with you. I've got Chris, Mr. X from the UK, he's now living in China. Got to get on to him as well and firm up a date, I should say, but that's coming up as well. If you are looking to be part of a community of like-minded go-getters, then you may wish to, if you live in the UK, consider the London Amazing FBA Mastermind, which is now been running for several months, getting better and better and bigger each month. We now have about 15 members of the Facebook group and only 10 places physically in the meeting each month. So at the moment, I think we've got about 7 people I'm expecting in the December meeting. So we've got a couple of places left. And if that interests you, then get in touch and find out more by going to amazingfba.com/mastermind. And if you want to, you can apply there. It's only written applications. If you haven't got any clue after reading the detailed page, perhaps you ought to email me, michael@amazingfba.com. But basically, it should all be there. So apply. And if you get through, then we can chat on the phone and see if you are a suitable applicant. So just thought I'd mention that. Some people have found out about it from the podcast and have come along and found it an incredibly helpful thing. Whatever else you do, guys, don't be in isolation. I mean, podcasts are all very well. I find them very inspiring myself, which is why I started one. But also, you need to meet up with other people. Now, coming back to the question, I don't know if you've had time to think about it, but what are the two ways that you can increase your profit? The simple answer is you either need to increase your sales or decrease your costs, right? So what I'm going to do over the next 5 little episodes is to explore each of those areas in detail. And some very, as I said, very simple strategic tool. It's not a magic bullet. Use this wonderful bit of software, although there are some bits of software that you could use for this. And it's not a simple, you know, tactical do this and your sales will magically double overnight. But it is a simple strategic tool that you can use again and again and again. So I promise you it's really worthwhile knowing about this stuff. So I'm going to start off in the next episode with how you can increase your sales. And I want you to think about what there are only 3 basic ways you can do that. What do you think those are? I'll reveal the next one in the next episode. Talk to you then. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few. Then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.